Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
7:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We've got the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday night's Falcons 49ers game on deck. But here's what you need to know before you head out the door. The World Series is officially set. Blue Jays won Game 7 of the ALCS last night against the Mariners 4-3. George Springer hit a three-run homer that will take his team back to the World Series for the first time since 1993. Game 1 of the World Series is this Friday. In Monday Night Football's doubleheader, Lions beat the Bucs 24-9 and the Seahawks beat the Texans 27-19. Dyson Daniels is here to stay. He and the Hawks just worked out a four-year, $100 million rookie contract extension. The NBA regular season starts tonight with a doubleheader as the defending NBA champs OKC welcome in Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets. And then the Warriors take on the Lakers in L.A. And in Morning Shift news, Bo is in charge of Top 5 Tuesday today.
Ooh.
At 7:40. We haven't brought this up yet today.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you want to tease what your category is going to be?
Do I have 60 seconds?
Does it need 60 seconds?
I was going to say, yeah. Just knock it out in 10.
I was debating between the best sub sandwiches that you can find, because when we were leaving the stadium, Michael will tell you there's a pregame table, a postgame meal. And I walk up, and there's a place called Berticelli's, I believe is the name of it. And that's where the sandwich comes from. I ask the guy, I go, hey, man, what kind of sandwich is this? And he goes, it's the best damn sandwich you'll ever eat. And I go, well, you didn't answer my question, but I'll take it. And it was phenomenal. But I pivoted because it's Halloween season, and I'm going to do the worst Halloween candy that people give out. And I'm excited for it.
Ooh, okay. I like this. I like this.
Yeah. I almost did the subs, though, but I was like, man, I don't know. It's just so hard.
Subs are hard.
I'm sitting there going, why do you need 60 seconds for this? And then afterwards, I'm like, yep, he needed 60 seconds.
Got it.
For
that.
I still don't know why the guy couldn't tell me it was on the sandwich. And then I went to their website, and they don't give it's a secret. Everything's a secret on the sandwich. It's really weird, but it's really good.
What about people with allergies, though? I feel like
you have to disclose.
Yeah, I took that risk because I do have a shellfish. I hope there's no shellfish in this. No crab meat.
Well, we'll be talking about candy then. It's 7:40, not sandwiches, just so you know. But we do need to get to the good, the bad, and the ugly for the Falcons game against the 49ers Sunday night. I know that both of you have been reviewing film, kind of looking things over. I mean, Mike, with your years with the Falcons, you have great experience in this. Bo, you've been traveling with the team for over a decade, so lay it out straight. What was the good this week?
My good's very simple, and because I'm about to go in hard on Zach Robinson here in a minute when I get to bad and ugly. But my good is their actual attempt to diversify the offense in the first half. They tried to throw a screen to Kyle Pitts; it got blown up. They tried to throw a screen to Charlie Warner, lined up at the tight end position; it also got blown up and sniffed out. They tried to run a counter action with Bijan in the backfield; it got blown up. They did score on a screen to Bijan Robinson. So there were attempts in a lot of different ways to diversify what they were doing offensively. Just some of them did not work because of the blocking that was put in place. But some of the things they did were just fine. So I say all that because I'm going to lead to it later on.
Mutual Mike there with the diversity, the diversify.
Mutual fun, Mike, yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, my good is really, I struggled because I thought they did good things here and there. But the one thing I went back and looked at is as much as they gashed you in the run game, they were never able to use that to really exploit it with big play action shots. They didn't have one play of 20 yards or more in the entire game. San Francisco didn't. And you held Mac Jones to under 200 yards passing. And I thought because Kendrick Bourne is going off, George Kittle didn't get anything. I don't think he had a catch. I thought the Falcons did a good job of not allowing explosive plays off play action and in the passing game to what Kyle Shanahan, you know, he wants to use that. He knows he's so good at setting you up. And you really held them to blowing the game open because of that. And so I thought that was good for the defense.
All right, let's move on to the bad then.
My bad was Elijah Wilkinson. If I was his coach, and this is, you're never going to do this in the NFL, it's probably against the rules, but he'd be practicing without a helmet. His face is so involved in his pass protection. His face is so involved. He's leaning at the waist. He has no hands, and his face is so involved in pass protection. He has no chance to get separation from himself and the actual edge rushers that he's going against. I'd be making him practice without a helmet on. I'd be like, dude, if you get your face involved, you're going to break your nose. Keep them away from you. Utilize your arm length. You have great feet. Just use your hands and pass pro. And boy, he lost those things at some point in that game.
Yeah, he's struggled the last 2 weeks, Mike. To be fair, he has struggled, and it's hard because Jake is banged. You know, last week Jarrell in the second half, right? The offense really struggled in that, and then Jake got injured. And he was injured this week, and he's limited. So I think you gave him a little bit of help this week. And Wilkinson's not done a good job on his own. Mine was just the entirety. I've gone back and watched, and there were the trench play in entirety. You were blown off the ball so bad defensively. I mean, I just watched a play where it was like Moses parting the sea, their offensive line. They absolutely destroyed you up front on both sides of the ball. No team in the NFL can win that way. And it just can't be that bad. It absolutely cannot be that bad.
All right. And now we got to get to the ugly. Mike, where would you want to start on this?
I'm going to start with the identity crisis we have on offense. And I just talked about the good with Zach Robinson because I think he's actually trying. I can see the growth, right? We're trying to set things up. We're trying to run screens. We're trying to get them off balance. We're trying to get misdirection in there. We are still, in our run game, still living Arthur Smith's vision, right? And I say that because Arthur Smith was trying to build a very athletic offensive line with Bijan Robinson that can run wide zone, right? But the problem is that when Arthur Smith built it, why did they get rid of Matt Ryan here? The reason they got rid of Matt Ryan is because he's not an athletic quarterback. So then you went with Marcus Mariota. You tried to go with Desmond Ridder. You tried to build in this concept of, I'm going to be really athletic offensively. I'm going to run wide zone. When everything breaks down, or I can run zone read in the red zone, I can do some things with the quarterback through the run game. The same way that they've done kind of in Washington, some other things. They were trying to build it. That was Arthur Smith's vision for the run game, for the offense. And what you did is you brought in Zach Robinson, who right now his vision for the offense is Sean McVay in what they're doing in Los Angeles, which is pocket passing quarterback with Matt Stafford, all these kind of pieces moving in the passing game, and then they play bully ball up front with their offensive guards. I don't have it in front of me. I would be willing to bet you anything that both the guards in L.A. weigh 330 pounds because that's what the offense does. You run duo, you blow them off the ball straight ahead, and you're bullies up front. We have this identity crisis where we are still living out Arthur Smith's vision on offense of all this athleticism, but yet we don't utilize that at the quarterback spot, and it's disjointed. We're running two different offenses at the same time. We're running Arthur Smith's vision for the run game, and we're running Sean McVay's vision for a passing game with Matt Stafford, and it's not matching up, and that's why you see the product you see on the field on Sundays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
How much of that has to do with Dwayne Ledford and being the run game coordinator? And I'm not blaming D-Led because I think he's a hell of an O-line coach. I'm just asking.
I think it has a little bit to do, but I think that both D-Led and Zach Robinson, I think this entire staff has to figure out what they want to be. I think D-Led's going, okay, yeah, you want to run this run game? I can do that. And it has worked. We've seen Bijan have times, but they also they're not utilizing the same tools. Matthew Bergeron's probably our biggest lineman right now if it's not Elijah Wilkins. Matthew Bergeron weighs 310.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to bully people off the ball that way.
And this is where I disagree about Penix. I watched it. I watched it up there, and I know you watched it too. You and I see a lot of things very similar. But I see some things just a little bit off. I saw him multiple times refuse to turn up field with the football. And I'm not so certain, and he's not an athletic player that can't do those things. I'm not telling you he's Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but I'm telling you he's as much as Matthew Stafford is, if not more. He's as much as Aaron Rodgers is, and I just think he refuses to do it. I need him to do that.
I agree with you in the passing game. I'm also talking about it's not like they're asking him to in the run game either.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But I think he could, and I think. They need to get out of that and say, look, we need you to do a little bit more. But look, we can further this. I'll give you my ugly was. So the Niners were 9 of 15 on third down, 60%. Okay. The reason they were 60% on third down, because I didn't chart it, but I would tell you that their third down and seven or more. They probably had maybe five. They had such success on first down that they were able to A, hold on to the football, and B, have an extremely high conversion rate because of the fact that they didn't have very far to go. On the other, you were constantly in second and long offensively. So my ugly was your first down wins. You didn't have a lot of first down wins on either side of the ball. You didn't do well on first down offensively, and you did brutally bad defensively on first downs. First down is there's a thing where they'll tell you to stay on schedule, right? And basically staying on schedule is getting three or more yards on first down. And then it's three or more yards on second down, and then you're third and short. You can't have a penalty or run for negative yardage. And everyone wants to hammer, run the football, run the football, run the football. Well, if you run the football on first down and you get no gain or negative, you have to throw at that point. You have to. It's pretty much because you got to get back on schedule. If not, you're in third and nine and they can just pin their ears back and come after you, especially with as bad as you played up front.
When you've heard Mike and Bo's good, bad, and ugly now, if you have another opinion, differing opinion, will open up this conversation on Twitter. Let's hear from you at 929 Morning Shift. And this Saturday, I want to remind you, from noon to 2, I'm going to be on the road. You can join me at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV. A stand comes along with it, a Yeti cooler, and another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. That's this Saturday from noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia. Coming up, there was a major injury in Monday Night Football as the Bucs lost. We'll get into that next as we go in the huddle on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.